Parshas Chukas, we know the story of Aaron HaKohen who died, and afterwards the Pasuk says, Vayishma Kanani, the Kanani came to attack Klal Yisrael, and Rashi says, because until then there were Anani covered, which protected Klal Yisrael, and when Aaron HaKohen died, the Anonim disappeared, and therefore Klal Yisrael was in danger. What's the Havana that Dafka when Aaron dies, the Anani covered go away? Because we got the Anani covered in the Zchus of Aaron. Why are the Anani covered in the Zchus of Aaron? Other things in the Zchus of Moshe and Miriam, but the Anani covered in the Zchus of Aaron. Because the Anani covered represent Hashra'as HaShchina. This is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is Shoira. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina Shoira? In the place where people live peacefully in harmony. Because Aaron was the Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom, therefore, in his Zechus we got the Anani covered. Every one of us is able to make in our own homes. We need protection, our families need protection, we want Anani covered to protect us. The more we invest in the being Shalom in the house, the more Kedusha there'll be in the home, the more Asheras HaShchina, and the better the protection. When Aaron HaKohen died later in this parasha, it says, Vayivku kol beis Yisrael, the whole of Klal Yisrael cries for him, more than for Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Targum Genusim ben Uziel, because Aaron is Amud Tzolois Hoin de Yisrael. He's the pillar of Tfilah. Because for Tfilah to be answered, you need to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If we live B'Shalom, that brings Kedusha, that brings Shalom. The Medrash says very famously on the Pasuk, Bakish Shalom V'Radfehu, says the Medrash, most of the mitzvahs of the Torah, we don't have a mitzvah to go out and look for them and look for opportunities. The Torah says, Ki Yikari Kan Tzipor, if you happen to chant on a Kan Tzipor, Ki Sifka Shari Yivcha, only by Shalom does the Torah say, Bakish Shalom V'Radfehu, because Shalom is not only if you're in the situation, you have to create it. But Shalom brings Kedusha, Anani covered to Klal Yisrael. You have to go out and look for such opportunities. The very famous Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Chanukah, where he brings the din of the Gemara, a person who only has one Neir and can only afford one Neir, and it's either going to be for Neir Chanukah, or for Neir Shabbos. Neir Chanukah is extremely important. Pesumei Nisa, Neir Chanukah, a person has to go collecting in order to be able to make his Neir Chanukah. It's a very, very strong obligation. Nevertheless, if it's a choice between this or that, says the Gemara, Neir Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos comes first. Why is the Neir of Shabbos so important? Because Shalom Bayis is more important than anything else, that the family shouldn't stumble on one another and eitzim vavonim and be upset with one another. Therefore, the Neir Shabbos takes precedence. And the Rambam adds to this, from where do we learn the importance of there being Shalom Bayis? Says the Rambam, Shaharei Hashem Shenichtav B'Kedusha, because the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was written B'Kedusha on the parchment for the Soita, Nimchak, we, if needs be, erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to make Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishtoi. So therefore, so too, the Neir Shabbos is more important than other mitzvahs. And L'Chayra, the Rambam's comparison here is very, very difficult to understand. In the case of the Soita, we're talking about the destruction of an entire family, a husband who suspects his wife of being disloyal, of the worst of the worst. For that worry, where the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nimchak. But from here the Rambam learns for a lone episode in one person's home that people might not be happy on a Friday night if there's no light. How can you learn one from the other? And the answer is that every chisaron in Shalom Bayis, one notch down in Shalom Bayis, and you've destroyed the Kedusha of the home. You've destroyed the Anani HaKovid. Shalom Bayis means that there should be complete harmony in the home. That's what we have to strive for. That's what we're looking for. If it's anything less than the way it should be, less than perfection, that's the destruction of the entire Shalom Bayis of the home, and therefore the Shemisha Nichtav B'Kedusha Yimochek Al Kedushas Hashem. There's a gewaltige Wort of Ramea Arak, a Wort La'alocha, which even today I can't get over it, even though I've seen this Wort before again and again. The Gemara says in Saita that you can take the Megillah Saita, which we need for this Saita, doesn't need to be written particularly for this Saita today when we need it. You can take a Sefer Torah, you have an old Sefer Torah, and you can take out the Parsha of the Saita from Parshas Nosai and use that for the Saita. Frekta Mea Arik on that Gemara, we have a klal in the Gemara, Malam Akurish Ve Meridin. You can't take from a Sefer Torah to use it for Tefillin. You can't take from Tefillin and use it for Mezuzah, because we have a pyramid of Kedusha. Malam Akurish Ve Meridin. So how can you take a chedek of a Sefer Torah, which is the most holy thing that Klal Yisrael has, and go and use it for a Megillah Saita, quite apart from the din that the Shem Hashem of a Saita has to be nimchak in the water? But what happened to Malam Akurish Ve Meridin? Says Reb Meir Arik, the Teretz is that if you can take a Sefer Torah and you can use it in order that there should be Shalom in the Jewish home, that is a Malin Bakodesh. Like the Rambam says, the Sheikh Harei Kol HaTorah Kulo Nitno Loi Nitno Elo Kedei La'asa Shalom Be'olam. The tachlis of the Torah in the world is that there should be Shalom in the world. Klal Yisrael Ad Membeis Masois. When did we get the Torah, says the Medrash? Whenever it says Vayisol, there was no Kabbalah Satorah. When there was Vayichan Shom Yisrael, that's when we got the Torah. The tachlis of Kabbalah Satorah is that there should be Kedusha and that there should be Shalom in Klal Yisrael. Says Rabbi Arik, this is a Malin B'Kodesh, to take the holiest thing that Klal Yisrael possesses, the Sefer Torah, and use it as a tool for making Shalom in the Jewish home. That is a Malin B'Kodesh. The Mishnah says in the first Perek in Ovos, Havei mi tamidov shel Aaron, oyev shalom veroidev shalom. And the Mefarshim ask, why do we need a comparison, tamidov shel Aaron HaKohen? Wouldn't suffice if the Mishnah said, every person should be oyev shalom veroidev shalom? We need to compare ourselves to become tamidim of Aaron HaKohen. So, the Medrash Shmuel says, simple pshat, he says, every person in the street you ask him, he feels he's an oyev shalom veroidev shalom. That's everyone in his own musagim imagines that. Says the Mishnah, that's not good enough to think that and probably what I do is good enough. No, it's got to be to perfection. Everyone, tamid of shel Aaron, that's the level that we're looking for of oyev shalom veroidev shalom. But Sefer Charedim asks the same kasha, and he says, because Aaron HaKohen wasn't just when it was convenient, and Aaron HaKohen wasn't only if he chanced upon it. Aaron HaKohen gave up his life. He had to close his Gemara, and he had to give up his business, and he was involved, totally involved, in dedicating his life to making Shalom. That's what the Mishnah wants from us. Having a Tamid of Shel Aaron, that it should become the project of your life, it should take over as the most important thing that you can do, as the Maseches Kala says. There were 80,000 people who went after the coffin of Aaron HaKohen, all called Aaron, all products of the Shalom Bayis which Aaron HaKohen had made. Aaron dedicated his whole life to this. Shalom Bayis brings Kedusha, brings Anane HaKovod, brings protection for Klal Yisrael. The Sefer Charedim brings down one of the Kadmonim in his generation, the generation of the Arizal, was called Rabbi Yosef Sargussi. And Rabbi Yosef Sargussi was a big Talmud Chochem and wrote Sfarim. This Rabbi Yosef Sargussi once was involved in making a Shalom Bayis. And was involved in making a Shalom Bayis, he was Zoicha to a Gil Eliyahu, because Shalom Bayis brings Kedusha, brings Anani Kovod, brings the Shechinah to Klal Yisrael, and therefore he was Zoicha to Gil Eliyahu when he left the Tzavo. Where should he be buried? He should be buried dafka in the place where he was Zoicha to make Shalom Bayis in Klal Yisrael. I want to say over a story from the Mir Yeshiva story, which I've never said over Barabim, but it's a story which I know the details in exact detail. The story is of a Talmud, a great Talmud Chacham, a big Rosh Yeshiva from the Talmidim of the Mir Yeshiva. He's unfortunately not with us anymore. From the Goyim of the Mir Yeshiva. and he got married, and Parnassa wasn't so good, but he wanted to treat his wife, and he was in a dilemma. All the money that he had could either be spent on various good things or on giving his wife a treat, which he didn't know what's more important. Should he use this money for some ruchnius object or some ruchnius objective, which would have been wonderful, or give his wife, spend it on some mundane thing that will make his wife happy? This was already Seif Yomov of Rav Chaim Shulevitz after his stroke, and he couldn't hear so well. And this Talmud of Rav Chaim Shulevitz wrote down Berachel Bitchak Tana, everything that he could use his money for. And on the other side of the coin, he could use it to treat his wife. What should he do? And Rav Chaim Shulevitz read every word there, and Rav Chaim said to him, "Is doch poshut that you should give it to treat your wife." And then came the incredible thing. Rav Chaim Shulevitz got up and gave his Talmud a kiss. This is a Talmud Rav Chaim Shulevitz never gave him a kiss by a Shia Klali, and never gave him a kiss under his chuppah for all that Rav Chaim Shulevitz held of him. But there was no kiss. When was there a kiss? When you give up because you appreciate that the most important thing that you can do is to give of yourself for Shalom Bayis. That's what got a kiss. The Heiliger Sameach would dance. I would have thought that Sameach, when he wrote Shtikel Teirin, Hilchos Nara, Basula, that's when he would dance. No, we don't hear anywhere that from a Shtikel and Sameach that he danced. But when the Sameach was Zeichet to help to make Shalom by others, that's what really got him to want to dance. Time is short, but I have to finish with one more thing. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin that there was a person who said that when there was good Shalom Bayis in the house, we didn't need much. We could be in one bed with hardly any room, and we could both survive together because there was room for everyone. At the time later, when there wasn't such good Shalom Bayis, the biggest house in the world wouldn't be big enough for us. So Avada, we see in this Gemara that when there's Shalom Bayis in the home, people can manage with less. And if there isn't Shalom Bayis, then every luxury in the world won't be enough to make us happy. But there's another Yesod in this Gemara. And the Yesod which is in this Gemara is that you can be so happy with one another and live a life of incredible Shalom. And nevertheless, says the Gemara, there can later come a stage when the Shalom Bayis isn't the way it should be. We should never rest on our laurels and never assume that because there's good Shalom Bayis today, it's going to be tomorrow. You've got to invest in it. You've got to invest it constantly. If you want Kedusha and Shalom and protection, it takes a constant investment and a constant involvement in it, because otherwise you could be from the pinnacle of Shalom Bayis to Chas V'Shalom, an unhappy home. May the Rebbeinu Shem bench us. Haveimi Talmid of Shal Aaron, to dedicate our lives to be Oyev Shalom, V'Roidev Shalom, and in this way be Zeicha to Anane Kovod and protection at all times.